Robin Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Robin Roz, and this afternoon we are so lucky to be able to chat to the CEO of Joburg Ballet, Elroy Phyllis Bell, about the brand new world premiere production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Welcome to the show, Elroy.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for having me, and it's very great to be on Jacaranda.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm glad you're here. Tell us about this world first that you guys are producing.
Ooh, where do I even begin? This has been an idea and a project that has been years in the making. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl as a ballet. Never been done before by a professional ballet company, and the world first version of that takes place right here in Johannesburg from the 4th to the 13th of October at the Joburg Theatre. We're quite excited about it. It's a whole new score composed by Mark Chain that we've commissioned, performed live by the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra, choreographed and conceptualized by Mario Gaglioni, who's been with our company for about 5 years now, performed by Joburg Ballet, along with guest company W Groove and some dancers from Cape Town City Ballet and a host of other extras and retired principal dancers, etc., from professional ballet in South Africa. So it's quite an undertaking. The cast is about 100 strong, including students and the full professional cohort of that, 50-plus orchestra members, and another 80-plus people behind the scenes who've helped build costumes, sets, just built the whole thing to be running as smoothly and as beautifully as it is. So it's definitely the talk of the town right now, I must be honest.
I can imagine. Rosie, is your husband playing in it?
He is playing in it, and I took my daughter to the matinee on Sunday afternoon. And Elroy, I must tell you, it is an absolute feast for the eyes. From a creative standpoint, how do you take this story, which is then a film, and then another film, and the prequel that we got last year with Wonka, how do you take that story and all its magical elements and create the ballet that I saw on stage on Sunday afternoon?
Really, the credit lies with Mario Gaglioni, the choreographer. I think he spent a long time just unpacking the story, and he really had to do exactly what you're saying, is decide which version, what sort of interpretation are you going to use as your source material. And he went back to the basics. He went to the original novel by Roald Dahl and used that as the sort of libretto to build the ballet from. And the scenes that he created were really built off of the story that was told. And he tried to get back into the essence of what Roald Dahl was trying to convey in the story, really getting down into the nitty-gritty of the characters and this love affair that Wonka has with chocolate, and how that then spills over into Charlie and seeing that sort of love affair between chocolate and Charlie. I think those are the essence of the elements that really Mario's like focused on and built the story around. And then from there, it kind of grew as a result of that. So he then created these sort of word pictures, essentially scoping out the scene, and then engaged with the composer to say, okay, this is where we are here. This is the sort of feeling I want the music to come through. This is the sort of reference that I'm using right now in my mind. And he'd reference various scores from musicals and movies and a variety of things to convey what he was trying to achieve from an emotion perspective for the composer. And Mark and Mario worked very closely together, building on motifs for each character, saying, okay, at this point, I want this to happen choreographically, so I need the music to carry that choreography. And so it was really a back-and-forth engagement between the two of them and a very collaborative process between Mario and Mark as composer and choreographer.
Yeah, that's an incredible collaborative thing. Because ballet is can be such a traditional thing, you know, much like opera and certain old plays and so on. You keep going back to the same things and doing interpretations of. Is there like a real tangible level of excitement when you tell the dancers and the players and everyone involved that, like, listen, we've created this new thing from scratch? It must be very exciting.
No, it is across the board, from stakeholders, the theater, to the dancers, the orchestra. I think having something new to really have been created on you, and that's a thing in the world, is having roles and shows created on you as a person and having the choreographer create this work with you and your capabilities in mind. It's quite an incredible thing. And also, as to what you're saying, I think ballet has a particular sort of perception around redoing Russian classics only and having that limit our ability to grow from a repertoire perspective. But that is really where Jogba Ballet is right now, is understanding how do we engage with the classical repertoire that we know our audiences love, but also how do we create new things? How do we create things that are accessible to an audience that doesn't know, say, for example, Le Corbusier or Don Quixote in the classical ballet repertoire?
Yeah.
How are we bringing those new audiences in so that we have audiences for decades to come?
Yeah, 100%.
And so work like Charlie, for example, is part of that. The tour that we're taking to Cape Town at the end of this month, Scarcity, with a new work by Dada Masilo, is also part of that story. Is how are we creating things that are new but are tangible for an audience that is not necessarily from yesteryear's ballet classics?
Yeah, I don't know how the industry works in terms of making stuff available overseas and so on, but is there a possibility that like the rest of the world is going to look at this and go, hey, there's a really cool story that hasn't been done before, maybe we should get the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ballet into our city as well?
Look, that's obviously the main goal here, is really to create a cultural export for South Africa and create a revenue stream for all the creatives for many years to come from a licensing perspective. Ideally, I mean, obviously, Minister Gayton McKenzie was at our opening night as well, and we were very happy to see how excited he was about the production. So first and foremost, we will try and get this around the country very soon. I don't think next year will be a reality, but after that we will definitely tour it, because there's some tweaks that need to happen to make this tourable.
Yeah,
I
sure.
mean, have Robin, you've seen how massive this is on the Joburg Theatre stage, and there are very few other stages in the country that can accommodate this level of technical mastery. So we have to adapt it to tour around the country, and then from there we are hoping that it will be picked up and toured and licensed in other parts of the world as well.
It is an absolutely beautiful production. I had the best time. My daughter was living. She enjoyed every single thing we saw, every note we heard. Thank you so much for joining us, Elroy. I hope everyone that can go and check out Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at the Joburg Theatre. It is excellence in terms of
Indeed.
South African arts and culture. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Tickets are available on Web Tickets. Sunday is already sold out. There's still tickets for Friday night and Saturday.
Perfect. Elroy from the Joburg Ballet, we appreciate you, my friend. Good luck and all the best. And thank you for creating this new incredible thing for all of us.
Thank you very much. And enjoy the ballet.